T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to At Home in Connecticut, your guide to all aspects of daily living in Connecticut. Hosted by Bill Pierce and produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome. My guest this morning is Kevin McCloskey, who is Director of Partnership Development for Disability Solutions at Ability Beyond. And this being March, National Developmental Disability Awareness Month, highlights the importance of inclusion in the community and the workplace. And one nonprofit, as I mentioned, Disability Solutions, helps businesses connect with people with disabilities to fill positions from the mailroom to the boardroom, basically. And Kevin is with us today. And Kevin, welcome and good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Kevin, could you just tell us a little bit, for those who are unfamiliar, a little bit about Disability Solutions?
Sure. Disability Solutions, we are a consulting arm of Ability Beyond, located here in Bethel, Connecticut. Ability Beyond has been providing services to individuals with disabilities for over 60 years now. I've been doing it very successfully. And Disability Solutions, again, a consulting arm of Ability Beyond, has been around for about 5 years now. And what we do is a little different. We provide corporations such as Pepsi, Staples, Synchrony Financial. Basically, we set them up with a playbook to really tap into the largest minority in the United States, which is job seekers with disabilities. One thing here at Disability Solutions we do is we like to change minds by a lot of education, and we change lives by getting these individuals with disabilities employed.
Kevin, can you tell our listeners a little bit about what defines a disability?
Sure. So while it might seem that most disabilities are maybe physical or visually apparent, the real truth is that 70% of all disabilities are hidden. So the term itself includes, but it's not really limited to, you might think of students coming out of high school or colleges with ADD or ADHD. We have many veterans coming home with some type of physical injury or PTSD. Also cancer survivors, people with diabetes. So again, although people typically think of maybe someone in a wheelchair or maybe someone with Down syndrome, a good portion, 70% of disabilities are hidden.
Now, what are some of the reasons that a service like Disability Solutions is needed?
Sure. So about 1 in 5 people in the United States have some type of disability and really facing a lot of challenges in getting hired. On the other side of it, you see employers across the country, about 40% of them are really having trouble finding the right talent. So meanwhile, individuals with disabilities have almost double the unemployment rate of your typical individual. So it's just a clear match for us. And there's a lot of talent out there that I work with personally, a lot of community organizations helping these job seekers find the right match. So ultimately, what we do is we like to find the right talent for the business. So I like to say we are finding the right talent for your business, and they so happen to have some type of disability.
You do work with a number of different organizations, don't you?
Yeah, so again, we work with our clients, being the employers, and part of that is building a bridge to the community-based organizations that serve these job seekers. Typically, say I go to Phoenix, for example, there's about 50 to 75 different organizations that serve job seekers with disabilities, again, looking for jobs. Those also include some of the veteran groups like Wounded Warrior Project, the VA. We tap into colleges, universities, state workforce agencies, maybe Goodwill, Salvation Army. We tap into a lot of those. Also, Disability Solutions, we've been to a lot of conferences and speaking engagements across the country. One is APSE. APSE is the Association of People Supporting Employment First. It's a national organization, and actually here in Connecticut, two members of Ability Beyond are the chapter presidents. So, we support businesses and community-based organizations across the country, but here in Connecticut, we had the wonderful opportunity to speak at the APSE conference this past October to talk about some of the successes we've had with employers. I personally got to speak on the Pepsi Act project, where we were able to hire about 300 individuals with disabilities across 9 different states. So a great collaboration of companies, again, helping the employers really understand the talent and also helping the community organizations to really work with employers? What are those success stories and stuff like that?
Can you tell us a little bit about Pepsi Act, which you just mentioned there?
Sure. We have great employers across the country being our clients, but Pepsi was our first one. So in 2013, we created with Pepsi, Pepsi Act, which stands for Achieving Change Together, and it's become a part of Pepsi's overall talent strategy. So we've helped them fill positions all across different career and experience levels. Again, we're finding you the right talent, but they still happen to have some type of disability. So with ACT right now, we are currently in 9 U.S. cities. We've hired, again, over about 300 employees with disabilities. A great thing about the Pepsi ACT initiative and some of the initiatives we've done is they're seeing an impact. It's not just hiring someone just for charity. We make a really good business case. It's not just the right thing to do. It's smart business. So the company has seen a 14% higher retention rate with those people with disabilities. So we're seeing them not only get hired, but really importantly, they are staying and being retained. We also see a 33% decrease in some of the interview to hire ratios. So when you're spending less time interviewing people, you're able to bring them on, hire them, and train them to be successful. And also, you know, there's a lot of some information and feedback around compliance issues. So we're seeing a higher rate of voluntary self-disclosure among job seekers with disabilities, which really helps. Not only the other thing you can add to that is really reflecting a positive and inclusive culture in your employers.
And what are some of the other companies you've partnered with?
Sure. Besides Pepsi, we've a wonderful company is Synchrony Financial. We've hired about 100 individuals with disabilities with them over the last year or so. We're also working with Aramark, who does corporate catering, as well as Staples and a bunch of other companies across the country.
Now, what types of jobs typically are available?
Sure. So we often hear that, you know, what types of jobs you have for a person with a disability. And we always say, what do you have? Again, finding you the right talent for your business. They still happen to have some type of disability. So, you know, again, we do a lot of training up front to get rid of those fears and stigmas. But when the reality is the talent pool of people with disabilities, there's a wide and diverse range of education, degrees, professional certifications, work experience. So, again, really, our motto is finding you the right talent. And they so happen to have some type of disability. With Pepsi and Synchrony and all the other companies we've worked with, again, mailroom to boardroom, we're talking about sales reps, we're talking about department managers, talent all across the board.
And Kevin, before you go, because we're just about out of time here, where can our listeners go for more information about Disability Solutions?
Sure. So we have two websites for you. The first is our website, and you'll see success stories, you know, how we go about our planning for you and your employers. That is disabilitytalent.org. We also have a career center specifically designed for job seekers with disabilities and tapping them into employers looking to diversify their workforce. Our career center is disabilitysolutionstalent.org.
All right, Kevin, thanks for spending some time with us this morning, and good luck going forward.
Thanks, Bill. Same to you. Appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome. Kevin McCloskey, Director of Partnership Development, Disability Solutions at Ability Beyond. And that's our program for this morning. I'm Bill Pierce. Join me again next Sunday.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.